Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Hebrews 11. I beg in the name of the Lord, please be in church. Don't travel out of church in your mind. You need this message. If you understand this and you get it right, it will serve as a good foundation for your walk with God. Christianity in Yoruba is called faith. Igbagbo. Is that what it is? Listen to me. If you don't get faith right, you will miss everything in life. In fact, I am very bold. I'm here boldly to tell you that your lack of faith is putting you into trouble. I'm here to tell you that your wrong understanding of what faith is limiting your walk with God. For you to have a good grasp of Christianity, to enjoy your walk with God, you need to understand faith. I don't know, do you understand culture shock? You know, some of you, maybe you grew up in Oshogbo. There's a way you do things in Oshogbo. You now move to Talata. Is it Talafa? Okay. I didn't get that name. Okay. You now move to Malumfashi. From Oshogbo to Malumfashi. You know, there are some ways you'll be doing things in Malumfashi that you'll be like, what is wrong with these people? Listen to me. When you give your life to Christ, by a new creature, there is a new realm at which we operate. That your old realm will pull you back from operating in it because of culture shock. If you don't overcome that culture shock, you will be in Malumfashi and be having the experiences of Oshogbo. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. Let's go, sir, quickly. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith, we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. For by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift. Read with me that next part. Let's go. And by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. Ah. Like Abel, after I have gone, I will still be speaking. Let's go. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. So by faith, you can prolong your life. By faith, you can die. By lack of faith, you can die before your time. I'm telling you. By faith, all the patriarchs, when they want to die, they will call their family. They will come. They will bless them. They will not put their leg on the bed and sleep off. You think it's ordinary? Ah, may I die the death of a righteous.
Because God has translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony. What was his testimony? That he pleased God. Verse 6. All of us reading together. Verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them. Luke 18 verse 8. I want us to read together. Never did I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Can I? Yes, go. Never. Say it again. Never. Say that again. Okay, let's go. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, is a question for you. Even Jesus was scared that, if these people are behaving, by the time I come, will there be faith in the world? Remember, without faith, it is impossible to please God. By the time I come, will there be faith in the world? So by the time I come, will there be people still pleasing to me? So, back to culture shock. 2 Corinthians 5, 7. There are two ways to live on earth. So now that you have left Oshogbo and gone to Malufashi, you are still an Oshogbo boy, but you are living in Malufashi. There are some laws in Malufashi. There are some ways that people live in Malufashi. Maybe by 7, they go to sleep. For you to enjoy Malufashi, you must go to sleep by 7. Don't say in Oshogbo, we do whatever we like, or Sharia will cut off your head. Please go with me. You have given your life to Christ. There is a way we live in the world. Now that you've given your life to Christ, you are seated in heavenly places. Even though you are on earth, there is a way we operate in heavenly places. If you don't operate in those ways, you'll be having problems with heavenly things. Please, do you understand? Can we read together? For we walk by faith. Two ways of walking and living on earth. By faith. What I see. If I no see, I'm a no believer. Thomas kind of faith. Thomas kind of life. If I no touch him. If I no see him. I no believer. That is in Oshogbo. Should I change the towns or I should continue? But here in Malufashi, we live by faith. Now that you have given your life to Christ, you have to have an understanding that you belong to the heavenly King. Even though you are on earth, for you now to assess everything that heaven has for you, you need faith to assess it and bring it to heart. Now listen to me. The things of the heart might be wrong. The things of the heart might be dangerous. The things of the heart might be putting us in trouble. If you want to overcome that trouble, you need faith to assess heaven and bring heavenly things on earth and impose it on the earthly thing for you to move forward. Habakkuk 2:14. 2:4. You have my notes. Anyone I make mistake, correct it. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. Let's read together. Let's go. But so how do Christians live? By what? How do Christians live? By what? We will define faith. Don't worry. Let's go. Romans 1:17. Let's go together. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written in Habakkuk 2:14, that was,
are you in church there?
Galatians 3:11.
For that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident. It can be seen. It is proven. It is evident. For what?
If you are not living by faith, you cannot enjoy everything that the Bible has in store for you.
Listen to me.
When things are not working well on earth for you and you are a believer, check your faith level. Check your faith. Hebrews 10:38.
Oh,
from the beginning, let's go. One, two, go. Now the just shall live by faith.
But if any man draws back, my soul.
If you draw back from faith, my soul will have no pleasure in you. So listen, you are on the earth, you are not of the earth. You are in the world, you are not of the world. You need to live by the rules of your heavenly Father. And that rule is the fact that the just shall live by faith. Lawyers will tell you, I know I'm right. Lawyers will tell you, when you see shall, it's a must.
Ah, where are the lawyers in church? I can't. Shall is compulsory.
The just shall not live by their feeling.
The just shall not hear, live by what they hear. Muslim ticket.
The just shall live by faith.
Now listen to me.
Faith is a duty and responsibility that you have that you cannot give to another person to do for you. Please listen to me.
Faith is a duty and a responsibility that you have that cannot be passed on to others on your behalf. Faith is a lifestyle. Faith is a way of life. If the Son of Man shall come to the earth,
will he still find faith?
Let's talk about what faith is.
Okay. In this service, let me first talk about what faith is not.
Abi, how should I go, self?
Okay, let's go.
What is faith?
Can I tell you this? There are three kinds of faith. There is fake faith. There is dead faith. There is Bible faith.
How many types of faith did I talk about? How many?
What was the first one? Fake.
Second faith. Dead faith. Third faith.
Fake faith has no object. Let me tell you.
Fake faith is being positive. You can be positive about tomorrow and not have faith. Fake faith has faith in faith.
No worry, we will faith it. Let's faith it. We will faith it. Having faith in faith is not faith.
Some people have faith in prayer. They don't have faith in God. They are still praying.
Did you get that?
Do you know that there's a difference between having faith in God and having faith in prayer?
Many are positive. They think they have faith. Positive thinking is not faith.
Why are you positive? Because it go better. Why are you positive? Because time heals every wound. Why are you positive? Because bad things cannot happen forever. Things will change. That is not faith. That's positivity.
Why are you pausing? Because my God is able to do exceedingly. That's faith. Faith, for it to be faith, the object should be God. The reason why you have the faith must be God, not because of circumstances. Listen, that's why many people have fake faith and they think they have God faith. Me, I'm very positive. I don't think evil about anybody. That's not faith. It's positive thinking. Faith must always have God as the object for it to work. Fake faith depends on the feeling. You know, fake faith come to church, he jumps up, he leaves the place, he sees something as he forgets everything he saw. He says in church, he forgets the jumping and he changed everything. Fake faith says, let's put the Bible aside. Oh, now, this is real life. Ah! Did you see Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3? Let's see. Hebrews 11:3. Look at it. Through faith, we understand that the world were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do not appear. The word itself was created by the word of God. You now want to bring a change in the world. He said, let's put the word of God aside. Maybe we don't talk Bible here. Let's talk reality. Ah, no wonder your life is fake. There is nothing real like the word of God. Please help me tell somebody. Say, there is nothing real like the word of God. So faith depends on feeling. Faith is fantasy and imagination. By the time I get to that office tomorrow, I'll just tell my yoga. I go, I go talk that, you know. I go just, okay. If you say then talk, say, now the way you dress, you go there, dress. Okay, I'll put on my best suit. When I get there, I will just tell him this. And then my yoga will now do this for me. Yes, yes. Your fantasy or your imagination will not change your God tomorrow. It is not faith. Any belief that is not dependent on God, that is dependent on your scheming and your manipulation, even though you came to church on Sunday to wrap that imagination and fantasy in prayer, it will yield nothing. It is fake faith. Fake faith is inconsistent. Fake faith is unstable. Fake faith is full of doubt. James 1:5-8. It is full of doubt. Fake faith. If any one of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth them not, and it shall be given him. Verse 6. Let's read together verse 6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let's go. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything from God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He that doubts and is wavering is not pleasing to God. Let him not think. So we come to church, I am not moved by what I see. I am moved by the word of God. And you get there now. Just in the parking lot, in the churchyard, the confession changes. He that wavereth, you know wavering. The angels are now confused on what you want. It's only the devil that understands you, because you are moving up and down like the devil. Such a person has a fake faith. There is dead faith. You know dead faith? Full of fear. I have a father that will never ever fail me. Then you see, because madam, your daughter, before they say, hey, what happened to my daughter? He has just won a scholarship. Dead faith is full of fear. It confesses right things, but in reality, it doubts God. You know what fear is? Fear is the opposite of faith. Faith is belief in the ability of God to do what his word says. Fear is the belief in the ability of the devil to do what the devil says he will do. When you are fearful, you believe the devil more than God. That is why prayers prayed out of fear, most of the time, they are not answered. It's prayer prayed out of faith that are answered. So that faith is full of fear. Their faith is mere words, no action. He just talks. He does nothing about it. Can I give you an example of a dead faith? Sing that song with me. What is the meaning of that song? Give me interpretation of that song. Give me,
my bros, please give me interpretation of that song. Yeah.
He who does good, my knee is on the floor. That is Satan. Is your knee on the floor? Dead faith! Words without action! I will serve you forever. Serve you forever. You came to church late. I will serve you forever. I go, they serve you forever. Did he lie? Dead faith. Words doesn't touch the heart. Does nothing. He said, my knees will go to the ground. You are jumping. Including people that speak evil. Evil people. They are sharp. We will forgive Yoruba and Igala people for jumping. But even people, dead faith. You are telling God, I will kneel before you. You are not kneeling. Why tell him? These little things are why things are not working for us. Our faith is not living faith. That faith is static and inactive. Let me pause. Listen to me. Faith is not mental assent. Faith is not head agreement. Head agreement. I believe Jesus can heal the sick. You believe Jesus can heal the sick? Wave your hand. Put your hand down. How many times have you prayed for healing when you are sick? How many times have you prayed for healing when you are sick? Your belief that Jesus can heal the sick is mental. It is not faith. If you believe he heals the sick, you will pray when you are sick.
If you believe in him, you see, when your children are sick,
you will lay hands on them first. See, Christianity is not yielding for us because we don't understand faith.
Faith
is not a blind leap into the dark. Somebody came and shared a testimony and you just heard that testimony and say, eh. I go to one muscle. You have not heard God. You have not seen it in the word of God. You have no covenant with him. You don't have a relationship with God. You now try that thing. Because everybody seems to be doing it. That is a leap into the dark.
Faith does not mean that you should not check it up before you do it. Faith is not foolishness. Faith is not presumption. Ferdinand C. Price wrote a book bestseller, called How Faith Works.
Do you know the next book he wrote after it? Faith, Foolishness, and Presumption. Because some people that read that book, they took faith to the extreme. They were acting foolish and they thought they had faith.
Faith is not mental assent. Faith is not a leap into the dark. Faith is not denying reality. Romans 4:17. Faith is not denying reality. Please listen to me here attentively. Please, I beg you. Look at it. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Talking about Abraham. Before him, whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead. Pause. Please, let's all read together. One, two, go. And calleth those things which be not as though. Give me New King James or ESV. New King James or ESV. Who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not. Faith calls those things that does not exist into existence. It does not deny those things that exist. Give me New King James. New King James. New King James. How will I explain this? And cause those things which do not exist as though they did. Please say it with me. Let me go. Let's go. And cause those things which do not exist as though. For the last time, let's go. And cause those things which do not exist. Pause. The thing does not exist. It calls it as though it exists. Is that what the Bible says there? Now, listen to me. Faith does not call those things that exist as if they do not exist. Faith is not denial of reality. You don't have faith and say it does not exist. It exists. You don't deny it. But by faith, you know by the stripe of the Lord, you are healed. By faith, you know, let the weak say, I'm strong. It's when you know I'm weak, you don't deny that reality. You bring the reality of heaven, that you are strong, and impose it on the reality of earth, and you overcome it. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are some of you, you have no money. You deny. Faith is not denial. I am very rich today. Please give me transport fare. Looks common, looks right. But it is not. Are we still here? Pause here. Let's look at it again. Faith does not deny reality. It superimposes heavenly reality on earthly reality. Do we understand? Hello, do we understand? Hello, do we understand? Let's move forward. Oh my God, time. Faith is not hope. Hope is future. Faith is now. Hope is future tense. Faith is present tense. Hope says, the Lord will answer me. Faith says, the Lord has answered. Hope never leads to answered prayer anywhere. Hope never leads to answered prayers. Faith leads to answered prayers. You don't receive anything from God by hope. You receive from God by faith. If you want it in the future,
Have hope. If you want it in the present, have faith. According to Kenneth Hagin, hope is a good waiter, but a poor receiver. Hope is a good waiter and a poor receiver. Move from hope to faith. Now, let's go back to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, King James. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith looks at hope and gives it substance. Let's say, Brother Lucky promised to buy me a phone. Say, Pastor, don't worry. I will buy you a phone. And you know, in Nigeria, when people promise to do something for you, they don't put time limits there. I hope you know we do that. Don't worry, I will buy you a car. It can be 20 years. It can be 100 years. But he told you, I will buy you a car. When a Nigerian promises you, ask for deadlines. If you don't, you will have hope. Hope is a good waiter, but a poor receiver. That is why some people are still carrying engagement ring 5 years after. They have knelt. He said, say yes, say yes. They said yes, yes, yes. The people that said say yes, they have married. You are still there, doing your hand like you can't even bring your hand again. Why? Good waiter, poor receiver. So, Proloki has promised to buy me phone. I know he's a good person, so I'm hoping that he's going to buy me. Now, how do I move it from faith to hope? I go and buy a pouch and a screensaver. You are laughing. It has shown that that's what moves God. Oh, I promised him I was going to give him a pouch, and he bought a pouch. This guy believes me. By everything that makes him God, he will come true for you. But when, so faith gives substance to hope. You know the problem? You have not given substance to your hope. That is number one definition of faith. I would love to read many translations. By time, I can't do that. Let me move forward. Another thing that faith is, apart from giving substance to hope, is a time that, listen to me attentively, faith is demonstration of your obedience to God. Let me say this way. Faith is a demonstration of your confidence and trust in God. Faith is a practical expression of your confidence in God. And it's what? Lion of Judah, my trust is in you. You know that song? You can sing it and cry and still go back home and suffer. I have confidence in you, Jesus. Listen to me. Faith is not confidence and trust in God. Faith is demonstration of confidence and trust. Faith is practical expression of confidence and trust. You know what Yoruba people call Majolo Munwenye? You know, a lot of times you think you have many people that trust in you, that are behind you, that will fight your battles. Let the battle appear. They are the one who tell you, move, we are behind you. When the battle happens and you look behind, you will see nobody. They told you they have confidence and trust in you. On the day of demonstration of it, you can't find them. They never trust in you. Faith is demonstration of the confidence you have in God. If you don't demonstrate it,
It is wishful thinking. I've shared with you a story of people that went to climb a mountain, and the man slipped from the mountain. And while he was falling at nightfall, he held onto a branch. But everywhere was dark. He couldn't see where he was. He started praying, "God, are you there? God, help me." And he heard the word of the Lord, "Release your hand." "I have confidence in you." You know what the guy said? "Is there any other person there?" When the search party came, they saw him frozen to death, holding the tree. The distance between where he was and the ground was like here to here. If he had let go, he would have landed on the floor. He told everybody he has confidence in God. He called the God he has confidence in. But he did not demonstrate his confidence in God.
"I have prayed and prayed. Why have you not done it?"
You have not demonstrated your confidence in God. Time. Let me jump and tell you five things as I close. Five things. Today I'm laying foundation. Will come. I'll take time. I want to take time to teach faith. Number one, which we have all read, Hebrews 11:6. Number one, without faith, it is impossible to please God. You can cry. You can pray. If you don't have faith, it's a waste of time. Can we settle that in our heart? You can cry. You can roll. You can jump. If it is not faith, it is not it. We have people that look faithful, but they are faithless. That's number one. Number two, Hebrews 4:2. We read it last week. Hebrews 4:2. "For unto us the gospel was preached, as well as unto them." Let's read together from here. Let's go. "But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." Two, without adding faith to what you do, you cannot benefit or have profit in Christianity. They heard the word, like some are hearing the word of faith today. If you don't add faith to the word of faith, it will yield no result for you. No benefit. No profit. So listen, no faith, no benefit. No faith, no profit. No faith, no advantage. No faith, no moving forward. No faith, nothing happens. Number three. Romans 14:23. Take this one very seriously. Romans 14:23. Can we all read together? "And he," you know this, talking about some of one thing I just shared last week about eating some meat. You remember? Okay, let's just move on. "And he that doubted is damned if he eats, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin is beyond abortion, lie, sexual immorality. If you lack faith, you are living in sin." Give me an ESV. Shall you hear me? "For whoever has doubt is condemned if he eats, because the eating is not from faith." Now, let's read together. "At the top of your voice, like a man that has faith." Let's go. "For ever does not proceed from faith." You You know the insult to God. When you wanted to enter taxi or Okada today, did you ask your Okada man if he has driver's license? Please answer me. Did you ask your Okada man for his name? Did you ask your Okada man for his address? What did you do? Did you ask him for his tribe and his religion? Why is it that when you hear the word of God, you ask many questions? You have faith in an Okada man than in God. That's why Christianity is not working for you. When you came to church today, is there anybody that came to church and did like this before sitting? Is there anybody that did this before sitting today? Anybody? Anybody? We preach the word of God. You are checking the word of God. You have faith in the chair more than the word of God. Shame on you. Are you seeing why things are not working? If it does not proceed from faith, it is sin. You now have faith in Okada man. Nobody enters the plane and opens the cockpit and asks the pilot, "What's your name? I hope say you go school well." You know what? Shame on us. Is the word of God. Did the Bible really say that? Is that what it's saying? Let's check another translation to be. You are not checking another chair to be sure the chair is okay. But you want to check another translation before you believe the word of God. And you will now come and pray that word. And you think that word works? You are oppressing in sin when you are oppressing without faith. Number four. Where is my iPad, Jerry? By faith, I call you back. Mark 11, 22. If you understand this, is the key to your answer prayers. I will never forget this scripture. 95. Between 1994-2000, I watched Casey Price almost every time he's on TV. I will never forget this one. Look at this. Let's go. And Jesus answered them. And that's why I said, faith has an object. The object is God. We'll get there next week. Continue. 23. The Joker. I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done. Listen to me. Many of you are waiting for God to do it, for you to testify. God is saying, speak it, say it, I will do it. Oh Lord, do it so that I can come and testify. Do it so I can come and roll. That's not what he says. Look at it. Did you notice that he speaks about saying three times here? What are you saying? Oh Lord, give me a car. You leave the church. The way car cost now. Now only armed robbers feed by cow. The laws of faith. You are breaking the laws of faith, and the law of faith is breaking you. Look at the screen. I'm just in the teaching mood, so I have to take my time. I say to you, whoever says to the problem, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not. This is where they ask for. Now, who God will use to do this thing? Say, lift your hand up.
Say, my God will do it.
My God will do it. Ah, but who God could take to him? Ah, God could do him. Eh? But this Nigeria, can anybody do this thing for me?
In prayer meeting, as he's praying, but in the time he was doing that, he was going like this. But in his mind, it was doubt. You are a heavenly, you are of heaven, you are a global citizen. There's nowhere on this earth that God cannot take you through by grace if you have faith in him. There's nothing he cannot do for you. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. But it starts from you speaking. Third part again. But believes that what he says will come to pass. When he believes, he says it. When he says it, he believes it. At that time, the thing has not come to pass. He believes it. He says it. He says it. He believes it. He believes it. He says it. He says it. He believes it. At that time, it is not real. Do you know why? Faith is like a story spoken by Tony Evans. It's like two people were at the seashore looking, waiting for a ship. And one said, the ship is coming. It will be here in like 15 minutes. The other one said, I can't see any ship. No ship is coming. What is the difference between the two people? One has a binoculars. He could see far and saw the ship coming. The other one has no binoculars. Faith is like the binoculars that make you see into the future, see into heaven, and bring it to on earth. If you can't see it, you can't speak it. He said, Abraham, as far as you can see, I give unto you. The binoculars is the word of God. I don't care who you are. When the word of God says it, you are a small person, it will come to pass. That is faith. If you understand this little thing I've taught, say amen. Now, let me close with Romans 10, verse 8 to 10. Romans 10, 8 to 10. Oh, my time. Let's just go now. But what does it... This thing, he keeps talking about saying, you know. Saying. Saying. But what does it say? The word is near you. Is where? In your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we... You have heard that word. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart. Verse 9. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will. Anything outside this, no salvation. Believe in the heart. Speaking with the mouth. A faith that does not speak is incomplete. I feel like sitting down. We can't teach on faith as a church and not demonstrate faith. One of the challenges is that we come to church, we hear the word, it is taught, we go home. So now, what I have decided to do as a pastor is to take you on a journey of faith. And what is that journey? I look at all of you and I believe that August, September, October, November, by faith, we can double this membership in church. Do you agree with me? Do you agree with me in faith? You remember, faith is a demonstration of your confidence. Do you agree with me with that? Some people are not talking. Madam, I'm talking now. Look at me. Talk. Everybody, look at my direction. Look at me now. Do you believe we can double the membership of the church in 120 days? If we don't do it together for you to see faith at work, you can't do it privately. So what is the simple formula? Between now and August, September, October, November. November last Sunday is Thanksgiving of our church. By that Thanksgiving Sunday, we should have doubled our membership. Is that possible? I believe that is a small faith matter. If you bring five people, six people between now and then, we have met our target. Everybody, six people. Don't you think so? If you have faith for that, lift your hand with me.
Everything a double-double. Okay, so that's the slogan now.
Do you have faith for that? If you have faith for that, you have to demonstrate that by inviting people to church. So we are going to be giving instructions as we go. That's one. Number two, faith. Let me see that. Number two. We just thought about if we want God to double us, what can we do for people? We just thought about it and say, is it possible for us to feed between 100 and 200 people every Sunday? The food is not for church members. After third service, some people go change go third service down, but we're not going to give you food. You are the ones that will invite people. Don't invite anybody going to another church. Invite the unchurch. The church. The one that say all pastors are sick. But are hungry at home. Bring them to church. Let's feed them. We'll do that continuously for 13 Sundays. Is that okay? No, do you agree with that? You know why we will not read our second service? Because if you are sharing the food, it will disrupt the third service. If you do it first service, it will disrupt. So we do it at third service. We'll give you invite card coupons. You give people, they write their names, they bring it. As they come after service, we attend to them. We give them food. Is that okay? The food will come from you and I then. So that will mean I will ask some of you for a bag of rice. Bag of beans. I don't know if beans will be okay. Before they didn't turn people to them. Is that okay? Are we on the same page? This side, the way you are looking at me. Say, I never chop this money. Pastor won't carry our food, go give strangers. Because of that, it is this side people that will give us more bag of rice. I'm not praying for you. I'm asking from you. You see, people keep having hope. I'm not talking about the future. I'm connecting from you. Is that okay? Number three thing I want to ask you is that from August to that November Thanksgiving, every Friday, we should have a prayer at night between 12 and 3. So we'll divide it into six zones, 12 to 12:30. 12:30 to 1, 1 to 1:30, 1:30 to 2, 2 to 2:30, 2:30 to 3, 6 zones. We need you to fill your name on paper outside and join us in praying for 30 minutes and for 13 Fridays in faith. When you are doing this, everything you are going to do, when you are doing it, ask God for a specific thing. And let's see what God will do for us in faith. Do you agree to do the prayer, midnight prayers? So we are going to give you the prayer points. And then you now add your prayer points to it. You are going through anything and you need prayer. See me, see Pastor Gabriel. We'll give you prayer points for you to pray. Let's stop preaching faith without demonstrating faith. So if we exceed the number, faith. If you do not exceed it, it is still us. It's not God that will bring the people. It is we that will go and do the work. A wise man said, ask God for great things and expect God and expect great things from God. I've always told you, many of you, your prayer points lack faith. You pray as if you want to help God. You pray in a way that you know it will be answered by your own power. So when you want to ask, oh Lord, 100,000, because you know at the end of the day you have 10 people you can call that can give you 10,000 to make up your 100,000. So your faith is small, your expectations are small, what you are asking is small. If you are like that, you are in the wrong church. We ask for big things here, and we expect big things from God. Listen, we are not raising dwarfs here, we are raising giants, and giants ask for big things. Do you understand? So you come and be praying one kobo prayer. We don't want kobo prayers here. We believe faith works, and we put it in practice. Do we understand? Even what you are not qualified for physically, in this season, may the Lord arise and deliver them into your hands. In the name of Jesus, what has eluded you in the past, what nobody in your family has been able to achieve, in this season, let the Lord deliver into your hands. In the name of Jesus, let this word go ahead of you. Let the Lord make the crooked places straight. Let faith make the impossible possible in your life. In the name of Jesus, as you say it, as you pray it, as you expect it, may the Lord bring it to pass in your life. In the name of Jesus. Now, raise your two hands up. I want you to ask God for one thing in faith. Ask Him. Psalm 20, 1 to 4. We close with that. Psalm 20, 1 to 4. Ask God for one thing. In faith. Not in hope. In faith. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stand up on your feet like a man that has faith. Look at the screen. Let's take the four verses. Lift your right hand up. Let's personalize it. After David, let's go. May the Lord answer me in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob protect me. May He send me help from the sanctuary and give me support from Zion. May He remember all my offerings and regard with favor my burnt sacrifice. As for, may He grant me according to my heart desire and fulfill all. Do you believe that? Let it be unto you according to your faith. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift His countenance upon you and give you shalom. In your life, nothing broken, nothing missing, nothing lacking. The Lord is meeting you at the point of your need. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or Mixlr audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.